Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
Learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Chav Ches, the sugi starts in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, towards the top. The Gemara says, Amar Avuna Merav, Shtei Achoyes Yevamos Shenoflu Fnei Yovam Echad. You have two sisters that are Yevamos. In other words, you have two brothers that are married to two sisters. And both of those brothers died, and now the third brother has a zika to these two sisters, Yevamais. Chalatz the Rishayna. If he did chalitza to the first Yevama, Hutra, she becomes Mutta Lashuk, which is L'chayre Pashit, being that there's only one brother. Taisa says that his chiddush is that even Hatzara is Mutter, even though for her it's a chalitza psula. She is an Achais Zakuka. And her tzara is a chalitza ksheira, but still she becomes mutter, because if you hold ein zika, so shita's tesis is, if you hold ein zika, even when you have one kashira chalitza and one pasla chalitza, there's no problem. The pasla chalitza can be matter her, and can be matter even her tzara. Because tesis holds the whole issue of chalitza psula is only if you hold yesh zika. There is a girsa the other way. There is a girsa in the Rishayim, Hutrahu avaloitzarasa. Then it's pashit that it's a big chiddush that the tzara isn't pater with the chalitza of the achayis, similar to what Shmuel said earlier, chalitz achayis leniftu tzaris. And the Rishayim say that just like the Rav earlier, which said chalitza psul tzichalarzakal achim was going laman the yomi yesh zika, so too this maimer of Rav that says that chalitz Rishayim hutra, if you goyis only she's mutter, but not a tzara, the opposite of Taisus, you'll have to say this Meim Rav also is going l'man yama yesh zika. That's what the Rishayim say. Then Rav says, chalitz l'shni hutra. If the second one now is nefel s'ivim, she's a chayis chalutza, but still you do chalitza, she becomes mutter. Then Rav says another chiddush, mesa Rishayim, when you have these two yevamos that are sisters, and like we said, they're both a chayis zikuka, or both of them are also because of Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yevamin, but Meisa Rishayna, if one of them, the first one dies, Mutta Bishniya, he becomes Mutta to the second one, because now she's no longer a Chayiskel Zukukase, and also she's no longer any problem of Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yevamin. And Rav is being Mechadish, that there's no problem of Nesra, like the Gemara is going to explain, even though at the time of the Nefila, it was asked of him to get married to her. If you're going like that Rav is holding Yesh Zika because she's a Chay Zika Kasei, if you're going like Rav holds Ein Zika, it's because Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yevamin. But Rav holds there's no din of Nesra in this case. The Ein Tzarech Leima Mesa Shniya Shemut Abirishayna. And Kolshkein, if the second one, the one who was Nefelas second, dies, Kolshkein is Mutter with the Rishayna, Mishinahava Yevama Shehutcha Venesha Vechaz Vahutcha Tarzla Teira Rishayn. Because when the first sister was Neiflevim, in other words, when the first brother died, so of course she was Materis, because she wasn't yet a Chayzakuka, her sister wasn't Neiflevim yet, and there was not yet any problem for us Levata Mitzvah Yevamin. Now, the second brother died, the second sister's Nefelislevim, now they're both Aser, they're both a Chayzakuka, there's a problem of us Levata Mitzvah Yevamin. Now that the second one died, so the first one who was originally Mutter when her husband died, because the second husband didn't die yet, and she became Aser when the second brother died, because then she became a Chayzakuka, or the problem of Aser Levata Mitzvah Yevamin. And now that the second, her sister died, the second Yevama died, so now she's a Yevama Shehutcha, Venesha, Vechazav Hutcha, Takzla Teira Rishay. So Rav doesn't hold of Nesra altogether in Kolshkein if it was Hutra in the beginning. Rav Yechanan Amar, Mesa Shnia, if the second one died, Mutta Birushayna, then she's Mutta with the first one. Because Rav holds it, if Rav Yechanan holds it, if originally it was Hutra, and then it became Nesra, then it's Nachala Nesra. If originally at the time she was Nefila Yibam, she was Mutta for Yibam, and only after the Nefila she became Aser, and then that Issa went off by the fact that the second one died, so that's Mutta. But if the second one died, he remains us. If the first one died, I mean, he remains us to the second one. My tama, shekol yivama she'ena nikariba b'shas nefila yivama yaveleh. If at the time that she was nefila yibum, there was no heta to be miyavma, harezu keishasach she'esh labana v'asura. So she can't get a new nefil even afterwards. After the time that she was nefelas leibim, there was no heter to be meyabimer. So the male, nothing was ever matter the isur eishasach that she had. And she's like an eishasach sheyesh labanim, an eishasach which is not nefil leibim. So the Maris Akasha, the Rav Leslie High Svar, Rav does an older Svar of Nesra, Vam Rav, Kalisha, Shainani Kurb, Vashas Nafili, Vam Yavelel, Hare Kesha Sak Shalisha Banavasur. Rav says the same Svar. Rav says at the time of the Nafil, the time that her husband died, there's no din for the Yavim to Miabmer. She's not Kurb, Yavam Yavelel, Vashas Nafila. So she never gets the Het to Yibum, and she remains with the Isra Shasach. So even if afterwards she becomes Muteris, it doesn't work, she remains Aser al Seisr Veishasach. So Rav also holds that Svar. So why did Rav say that Mesa Rishayna Materis Rishniya? What happened to the din of Nesar which Rav himself holds of? So Taiz asks Akasha, why are we only asking Rav on Rav? It's often a Mishnah. The Mishnah on the Flamed Beis, few blot ahead, says the classic case of Nesar. When you have two brothers, this is the Mishnah, Shnei Achim, Nesuin Shnei Achayis, two brothers are married to two sisters, Mesa Achimem, and one of the brothers died. So now, Bishas Nefila, the second brother cannot be Miyabim, the first brother's wife, because it's Achay Sisha. It's Achay Sisha. He's married to her sister. So it's a regular case of Achay Sisha. She's the Erev of Achay Sisha. He can't be Miyabim her. The Akach Mesa Ishtar Shalsheni. And then after the Nefilas Yibum, the wife of the second one dies, and now she's no longer a chaysisha. Chaysisha is mutalach amisas ishtai. It says b'chayel. Still, the Mishnah says, hareza asura olav elamis. She remains asatim forever. Hal v'nesra olav sha'achas. Because she was asa sha'achas b'shas in the field of Yibum. So why did the Gemara have to ask a kasha from Rav, and Rav, a contradiction, steer Rav and Rav, the Gemara could have asked from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it didn't have Nesra. So in that, Taisa says, at Parshat Teretz, that sometimes the Gemara would rather ask a stira from Rav itself, particularly because Rav used exactly the same lashon that Rabbi Yochanan used, that kol yavama, she'enu nikarba b'shas nefila yavama yavala, hareza keishas akshash banav asura, mamish, the same words that Rabbi Yochanan said here, we ask a stira, Rav and Rav, rather than asking the kasha from the Mishnah. The Rishayim say, in other Teretz, Rishayim say that the Mishnah is talking about an issa deraisa. The Mishnah is talking about Nisa Deraisa, not the Gemara Nuni could be Mechalik, them. Nisa Deraisa, you say Nesra, but maybe Nisa Derabban, you don't say Nesra. But the Gemara thought that the Lashon of Rav, Kol Yivamish, Ain any Kariba, Bishas, Nefili, Vami Avalad, the same Lashon as Rabbi Yechanan, that includes the Nisa Derabban. That the Gemara to Mechadish, that Rav didn't say it by Nisa Derabban, and Rav only said it by Nisa Deraisa. And there's a third Teretz. Taisa says the third Teretz, and Rishayim say it, that in that case of the Mishnah, when Bishas Nefilas Yibum, she wasn't the Yavam altogether. He was the only brother. There were two brothers. And for him, she was an Eishas, an Achaisisha. For him, she was an Erva. So she was completely Ptura Lashuk. She was Mitchayim Ahai Beisel Lagamri, Kaloshin HaGemar. So there, the Mishnah says, you say Nesha. If at the time of the Nefil, there was no Nefilas Yibum altogether, she was Mitchayim Ahai Beisel Lagamri, she was Mitaris Lashuk. So then it's much more pasha that you say that she can't be having a feel even anymore. She's an Eishasach, she Eish Labanim, she'll still have the Issa Eishasach. Rav was being Mechadish with his Memra, and this is the Gemara in Naflam and Amin Aleph, that even when she's Loimit Chayim Ahai Beisul Lagamri, you still say Nesra. In other words, let's say they have three brothers. You have two of them married to two sisters, and one married to a non-relative. And the first brother died. So in this case, she is Nifal Ibum. She's Nifal to the third brother, who is not married, who is married to a non-relative. So she's Loimit Chayim Ahai Beisul Lagamri. She has a Zikas Yibum V'chalitza, just not to this brother. And now the second brother's wife died. So now you might think that since Bishas, her husband died, she was Nifal Ibum, just not to him. So maybe you wouldn't say Nesra in such a case. Kamash Malan, so from the Mishnah alone, you don't see Nesra in that case. So that's why Rav is being Mechadish, that even in that case, you say Nesra. So here, by Achay Zekuka, even though there are no other brothers, but still Achay Zekuka doesn't patel Lagamri. She still needs Yim V'chalitza, even though she's Achay Zekuka. But she's not Achay Sisha, she's just Achay Zekuka. So in such a case, the Mishnah wouldn't teach you that you would say Nesher. Because the Mishnah is talking about a case where Bishas, her husband, died, there was no Nefilah Yibum altogether. She was Mitchayim Mehai Beisel Agamri. So there you say she can't have a Nefilah Yibum afterwards. But when she's Loi Mitchayim Mehai Beisel Agamri, that you need the Chiddush of Rav. That even in such a case, you say, Kol Yavama She'en Nikariba Bishas Nefilah Yavama Yavi Alea, she's an Eishas Akshash Rabbana Vasura, even if she's Loi Mitchayim Mehai Beisel, she still could be Miyam to another brother. But since to this brother, there's no heter of Yibim Mishas Nefilah, this brother can't have heter of Yibim later. So who didn't hear by Chayis Kuka? It's a case of Loi Mitchayim Mehai Beisel Agamri. So mainly we ask a steer Rav and Rav. Now Rabbi Kivega in the Gilyan Hashas, Tzeichen su two different taisus in earlier. A taisun of Beizim and Aleph, the Ramaskal Vachayis Ishtai, and a taisun Yitzayin and Bebeiz, the Ramaskal Eishas Achiv. And he means to ask a kasho al kaponim ha'arit. Because Taisun HaFezim and Aleph says in one of the Terutzim that the reason for the din of Nesra, why is it that way? Why is it that if Ishas Nefila, she was Nesra Sha'achah, she becomes Nesra Elamis? So Taisun says it's because of the pasuk of the Rechea Darchinaya. It comes from the Gemara later, Daf Pezayin and Medbeiz, where then the Gemara discusses what's a din if somebody dies and he has children when he dies, and after he dies, then the children die. Is there a din even in that case? Was it only when Bishasi died at that time he didn't have children? But if he had children at the time that he died, and the children died after he died, then his wife does not go to Yibum. So the Gemara there says, move away from the Mishnais, that's only when at the time that he dies, he doesn't have children. So the Gemara says, how do we know this halacha? Maybe when it says in the pasuk, "Yesh rachem yachdav uben ein loyim," "Yesh rachem uben ein loy," that as long as he doesn't have the child even after he dies, maybe that's also enough to go to Yibum. So the Gemara explains, "Derched darchinoyim." It says, "Derched darchinoyim v'chol nisi v'seh shalim," that the Torah has to be darchinoyim, and it's not darchinoyim. If the woman was already patah, she was already materis l'shuk because at the time that her husband died, there were children, then now she should become zakuk l'yibum because her son died. That's not darchinoyim. Once she's already patah l'shuk, then now to become zakuk l'yibum, that's not darchinoyim. So chsayin derchay darchinoyim. So Taisus applies the same din to Nesra. Like the case we said, v'shas that her husband died, she was an achresisha. Two brothers married two sisters, and one of them died. She's an achesisha, she's a materis l'shuk. Then the other sister died, so now she's mutter to the other brother. But since b'shas that her husband died, she was patur l'shuk, it's not darchei noyam for her to then become mechuyev and yibum again. And Taisus there says, well, what if they're three brothers? She was never mutter l'shuk. So why would you say Nesra then? Nesra is because of the Recher Darchinoyim, why would apply when she's Loi Mitchayim Mehai Beisel? So he says, it's not called Darchinoyim for someone should become Mechuyiv to this Yavam once she was Pater from him already. Once B'shas, her husband died, she was Pater from this Yavam, was already Chalap Tur from this Yavam, there wouldn't be Darchinoyim for all of a sudden for her to become Mechuyiv even to this Yavam, even if she was still Zakuk to the house. But since for this Yavam she was Pater from, that's not Darchinoyim to Mechayiv it again. Taisus similarly talks this way in Daf Yitzayin and Mibbeis, but negay the din of Aishas Akshleya by Olamai. And the Gemara there says that in order for the Yibum to be Chal, that the Yavam has to be alive, Vishas, you have to have Yeshiva Achas by Olamai, the Yavam has to be alive, Vishas that the Mace was alive. If the Yavam was born after the Mace died, so then there's no Yibum, it's Aishas Akshleya by Olamai. The Gemara says, how do we know a Pasuk? So the din of Eishes Achav Shleya by Lamai. So Taisus asks the Kasha, what in the Pasuk for? Why don't you say it's because it's not Darchei Noyam? Because let's say the Yavam wasn't born yet, so when her husband died, the Yavam wasn't born yet, so it's not Darchei Noyam for her to become Mechuyev again after she was Pater. Taisus says, Ein Nechinami, we don't need a Pasuk for a regular case where he was born afterwards, only in the case where the Yavam's mother was pregnant with the Yavam, B'shas at the Mace died. There were two brothers. He wasn't born yet, but at least the mother was pregnant. So at the time that her husband died, she knew that her mother-in-law was pregnant. She knew that he might have another brother. So if there's a din of Eishes Achav Shleya by Lamai, doesn't matter. They weren't by Lamai. They weren't together at the same time. So as long as the baby wasn't born yet, She's potter. Now, Shaken, if you want to say al-starchinayam, since she already sees that her mother-in-law was pregnant, so she would have to wait until the baby was born in order to do yibum. And that's not cool that she was potter, because she'd be mechuyev to wait to see if the baby's a zachar. Either pasuk for that. But otherwise, you'd have the p'tur of derecher darchinayam. So what does Rabbi Kivega mean to ask? So Rabbi Nachum says, Rabbi Kivega means to ask like this, that if Nesrit comes to because of derecher darchinayam, so how would it apply b'chlal to Achay Zekuka? By Achay Zekuka, not only she's not muteris l'shuk, but she's not even potter from this yavam. This yavam still has to give a chalitza. So she's not even potter from this yavam. Taisus there says that derecher darchinayam means if she's potter from this yavam, so Mela, she becomes mechuyev to this yavam, even though she wasn't materis l'shuk, there's still a sign of darchinayam. But in this case of Achay Zekuka, she wasn't even potter from this yavam. This yavam had to give a chalitza. So there's no p'tur of darchinayam. So how could there be a din of Nesha if Nesha comes as darchinayam? That's what Rabbi Kivega means to ask. So Rabbi Nachum wants to answer his kasha. That is it the pshat that darchinayim itself is a p'tur? That whatever it is a chsarin of darchinayim, that itself says that there's no yibum, because since a key of yibum here wouldn't be darchinayim, so that alone is a p'tur? Well, no, is darchinayim taichin the psukim ba'yibum? Without the pasuk of darchinayim, you would taich the psukim one way. But now that you have a din of darchinayim, now you understand the psukim differently. That's a Rashi in the Gemara there, on that pezayin is mashma. The Gemara that we just mentioned, that asks a shiloh, why wouldn't she still be mechuyev in yibum if her child died after her husband died? And the Gemara says it's a chsarin of darchinayim. Rashi says, you learn it from darchinayim, that when it says ben ein loy, it means b'shas misa kamer. In other words, it's not a p'tur of darchinayim by itself. Darchinayim taiches the pasuk without the din of darchinayim, you would say, whenever she doesn't have a son, she'll be miyabim. Darchinayim tells you, no, it's dafka b'shas misa. Here also, like Abbe Nesra, darchinayim is teaching you that the din, the chalois hetta for yibim, has to be chal b'shas misa. And if it's not chal b'shas misa, it can't be chal later. But once darchinayim teaches you that yisayin, so that yisayin is true, even if in this particular case there's no chsarin of darchinayim. Rabbi Chanan there brings, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Lulav HaGazel, that how do we know that a hadas is a hadas that we have? Maybe it's a different plant, which also is an afetz aves. But that plant has a lot of thorns. Maybe it's a hirduf, which also has, it's also like an afetz aves, it also looks like a chain. But that plant has a lot of thorns. So the Gemara says, Derecher darchinayim. It's not darchinayim to take a plant with thorns. You could get hurt from it. It's not darchinayim. But now that it says that it's a hadas, now l'chayr, it's not the pshat that you can't take that plant, because if you take the plant, you're not being yetzer the mitzvah because of the p'tur of darchinayim. L'chayr, the pshat is darchinayim is megala, the anafetz aves means a hadas, not a hirduf. Now the problem with the hirduf is not a problem of darchinayim, it's a problem that's not a hadas. Same thing here. Darchinayim teaches you the sorah of Nesra, teaches you the sorah of the heter has to be chal b'shas misa. But once you know the heter has to be chal b'shas misa, so then even if in this particular case there's no sign of darchinayim, but darchinayim is mekal, the heter always has to be chal b'shas misa. That's how Rav Nachum teaches, that's how he answers Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Al kopanim, the Gemara is a steer Rav and Rav, that Rav holds the svara of Nesra, and Rav over here says that Mesa Rishayna Hutrushnia doesn't hold the svara of Nesra. So the Gemara makes a chilik. Hani mili eche de koye ba'apa isra achaisisha dayraisa. When there's an isra achaisisha dayraisa, just her, and then afterwards his wife, her sister died, and now the achaisisha's mutter, but still you have the isra ibum, you have the isra veisha saich. That's because it was an isra dayraisa to be miyabim. Avalacha zika derabonani, so a male there's no nestra. So pashas, the way the sugya is mashma is, that Rav is going like the man Yom Yesh Zika, like we discussed before. Kam Rishayim hold that way. But even if you hold Yesh Zika, but the din of Yesh Zika is in Issa Derabanan, Achay Zekuka is in Issa Derabanan. Rav holds that the din Nesu was said by Yisurim Deraisa. The Yisurim Derabanan, the Rabanan were not Geizer, a din of Nesu, whenever they become Mutter, it's Mutter to be Miyabim. But Taisus brings down Rebbeinu Hananel not that way. Taiz means then Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rav is going l'shitase also ein zika. And even though l'mais is aser if he doesn't die, but that's because of aser levatel mitzvah yivamin. Aser levatel mitzvah yivamin, that doesn't aser forever when it comes to chal heter. But if you hold yeish zika, so then there is a din of neser shah achas. So even though the Gemara's lashon is zika derabanan, the Rav holds it's not a word of zika, the word is aser levatel mitzvah yivamin is derabanan. So the Rav is mechalik that you could only say the din of Nesra on the Isra of Achayza Kuka. You cannot say the din of Nesra on the din of Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yivamin. That's a Pshat and Rav. And Rabbi Yechanan could be also told that way. Rabbi Yechanan holds Yesh Zika, and therefore there's a din of Nesra. What's the chilik between the Isra of Achayza Kuka and the Isra of Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yivamin? So the Rashi Metchila thought that what the Rav was saying was that the Isra of Achayza Kuka is an Isra Dayu Aysa. Gemara Zika Darabanan doesn't mean Achayza Kuka. It means Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yivamin. Why? Because the Issa Achayza Kuka is an Issa Deraisa. And since it's an Issa Deraisa, so it'd be a din of Nesha. Nashenkin, the Issa Levatel Mitzvah Yivamin, that's an Issa Darabanan. An Issa Darabanan, you don't say the din of Nesha. The Rajma, and who would then the Ramban, and the Ridva, Eifinot also, say that Avada, that can't be Pshat. Because Avadah Issa Achayza Kuka is also the Rabbanan. V'harayah, they say. Because otherwise, just like by Achayz Isha, it's a Ptur from Yibam and Chalitza, and she goes out Lashuk. If Achayza Kuka would be their Isa, so why wouldn't the sister, the Shnia, have a Ptur from Yibam and Chalitza and go out Lashuk? Why would she need Chalitza altogether? So you see, clearly that the Issa Achayza Kuka is not an Issa their Isa. They bring other Rayas also, but that's the Karayah they bring. But the Rashba says, Mestama the Rach also didn't mean that the Issa Achayza Kuka was an Issa Deraisa. What he meant was, the Issa Achayza Kuka, the Rabbanim, were Geyser, Ke'ain, the Issa of Achayz Isha. It's an Issa Me'ain, an Issa Deraisa. So Me'la Vad, the Rabbanim would also make a din of Nesra. Now, Shenkein, the Issa of Asla, Vat, the Mitzvah, and Estam, an Issa. It's not an Issa that's Daimah to an Issa Deraisa, that you could say, call the Tucker, Rabbanim, Ke'ain, the Raisa Tucker. Dam, an Issa, you don't say Nesra. Now, Ka'amar, the Rishayim Hashayil, the tzad that the Achayza Kuka is Issa Deraisa. Achrayim bring that maybe the Rishalmi holds that way. There's Rishalmi in the beginning of a parak, which is Mashman, the din of Achayza Kuka is Issa Deraisa. But in the Rishayim, unless you learn the Rach that way, which Rashba first wanted to learn the Rach that way, he just was going to argue on the Rach. But afterwards he says, the Lashin, Efshalayim the Rach Zal Gamkein, Afshatei Zika Deraisa Kame. He says, it's Efshar, it's possible. He says, there is a tzad that the Rebbeinu Chananel meant that Achayza Kuka was an Issa Deraisa. The Raisa they bring from the Taisus Chad Mikamoy, which is on the side of the Gemara, and that Chavavim and Beis towards the Banim, his mashmak klai that the din of Achayza Kuka is a din Deraisa. Mechayr, it's very shver the Rishayim's kashif, Achayza Kuka is an Issa Deraisa. So why isn't it Mefkiya Chalitza and Yibim? Why is it din Chaylatzis? Rav Nachum brings from a Baron, Shmuel Zavsky also discusses it, that even if you hold the Chayza Kukas Deraisa, it's not the Pshat they held that's mamish like a Chayz Ishtai. Your mamish have the regular lav and kares of a Chayz Ishtai. And there's no Tfisus Kedushin u Kedayma. It's clear from the Mishnah and Nafim Aleph that Kedushin is Taifis by a Chayza Kuka. Shmeres Yom Shekidish Achav Es a Chayzai. Now the Pshat is that it's Ke'en like a Chayz Isha. This episode Deraisa, the Kedin of a Chayz Isha here. It's not mamish a Chayz Isha. But it's a b'miksas achayz isha. You have to be magda a little bit. You have to understand together a davar. It always bothered me this svara, the tzad to say it, that achayz kuka is deraisa, but it's not mamish achayz isha. Trying to say in the taisus kamakamoy that way, or maybe in the shittas yushalmi like the Arsameach says, Mimadavshach, if the pasuk when it says v'isha l'achayz l'isikach applies to achayz kuka, savad that should have karis. And if it doesn't, so what are you saying that it's also me deraisa? Is this Issa deraisa? The Vayis Tais and ending on that the Pshat is it has episode din of Achayz Isha. There is a tzad Achayz Isha in her, not enough to say that there's karis, but there's a tzad of Achayz Isha came like a chatzi shir, came as atzar tzvarim, that there'll be an Issa deraisa, even though you wouldn't have the einish. To me, even though she's not mamish ishta, she's only zakuka, but since the old yesh zika and zika has episode mixus ishus, that mixus ishus would make episode mixus isser on the kravim. I mean, it's sad that a chay zakuka is their isser. That declaring, the balt, it's not mamish and isser with karis. Mechet hezashim afkiya chalitza and ibum. It's only because it's a loisa seyesh by karis That's mafkir the yibum. Now, Shmuel Rizavsky and Reb Nachum also says this, say the pshat and the rishayim are that even if there's no kares, even if they could be masik, there's an issur deraisa without kares. But since the shema issur is a shema of a chayis isha, that'll be enough to mafkir the yibum. You don't need the kares bepoil to mafkir the yibum. It's a shame ever that's mafkir the yibum. So if you're going to say that a chayis zekuk is deraisa, rishayim mutayna, that shame a chayis isha that a chayis zekuk has would be mafkir chalitz of yibum. And since you see there is a din chalitz on a chayis zekuk, vice it's only an issur derabanan. Reb Shimon and Rabbi Chanan speak about this. They say you don't need the kares to mafkir the kedushin to mafkir the yibuk. Shame ever alone is mafkir. So lefi zeh, this will be the pshat and the rishayim that asks the kasha if a chayis zekuk is deraisa would have the shame erva of a chayis isha mafkir chalitz of yibum. Since you see you need chalitz to tzarayitz derabanan. Ka'amar, namish rev rishayim akapanim in the Bavli Neman that it's derabanan like the pashtus ha'gemara. There is a Taisus Chad Mikamoi, which does seem like he holds that it's deraisa. Someone is saying the Rama Musa that it's deraisa. Vein laharich kat. Sugi goes weiter. Eisver Abyeisi Barachanina le Rabbi Yechanan. Abyeisi Machanina has a kashin Rabbi Yechanan. The Mishnah says, Arba Achen, Shnaim Mem Nesuin Shtei Achoyes. The four brothers, two of them married to two sisters, our Mishnah. Meso Nesuin Esa Achoyes. And the ones who were married to the sisters died, are Elu Choltzes V'loi Misyadmais. Two remaining sisters are Choltzes V'loi Misyadmais. So they asked the Makasha, if you hold that the one that was Nafal Rishayna, that was Hutra, and then was Nesra when the second one was Nafal, and then after the second one died, like Rabbi Yochanan said, the first one becomes Chozav Hutra. So Leku Chabinei Olachatz L'Shnia, so why don't you give Chalitza to the second one? And now the first one, Lagabi, the brother that wasn't Chalitz, would be a Yavam Meshuchu Vanessa Vachazu Vahutra. So he answered, Achayu Senidei Mishan, and he answered the Mishnah Zatayis, Sashibush. And really the halacha is not that the Chalitz Loi Mishyamis, really you could do that, really if you Chalitz the second one first, then you can be Miyabim the first one. Mar goes through a number of different possibilities why you couldn't answer the mission like this, like that. Rabbi Yochanan rejects all of them and ends up any day in Mishana. Now the Rishayim ask, why is this kasha only shver in Rabbi Yochanan? Fakir, it's even more shver in Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan is only shver that you could be chaylitz the second one, and then the first one will be mutal tzutche v'nesha v'chazu v'hutra. According to Rav, it's even shver the other way. Even if you chaylitz the first one, after one of them is chaylitz, the first one, the second one should be mutter, because you don't say nesra by the yisav achayzikuk or the yisav asalvat the mitzivamit lachayr. It's also shver and rav. So Rashi learns enechanami. Rashi learns it's also shver and rav. The kash is hudin a kash and rav, and rav also is going to have to learn achayis any day mishanan that the mishnah doesn't stim. Now the Rishayim are bothered because the Gemara is not mashed that way, and particularly the Gemara then asks another kasha from the next part of the Mishnah. That ha'isa achas and asura al echad isa erva asa ba mutar ba achayisa v'asheni asa b'shteim. The Mishnah says if one of the achayis are asa to one of the brothers in isa erva, so he's mutar with the sister, but the sheni is asa b'shteim. The shaila is why? Why is the sheni asa b'shteim after the one who has the erva is miyabim the other sister, because it's not a chayzukukatim, so now it should be hutcha v'nesha v'chazav v'hutcha, that the other one should be able to miyam the other one. And the Gemara says, it's so that the non-erva was nefil first. If the non-erva was nefil first, so the erva that was nefalis, she was nesra, so she'll never become mutter. But that's only a good teretz in Rabbi Yochanan that only holds of hutcha v'nesha because of hutcha. But if it's nesri, he holds it remains aser. But according to Rav, there's no teretz. According to Rav, in the case where one of them was aser to one of the brothers be'issa erva, as soon as the other brother's miyabim, the one that's tim and issa erva, he should be able to be miyam the other sister who's no longer achay zekuka, because Rav doesn't hold of nesra. And you wouldn't have the Gemara's teretz going to nafla hach de'enech ha'mayse bereisha. And to say that that part of the Mishnah is also a shibush, the Rishayim say, that's not mistarbim. So much of the Mishnah is a shibush. Mel, they want to say the kasha is only on Rabbi Yochanan and the kasha is not in Rav. But the question is why? Why is the kasha only on Rabbi Yochanan and why isn't it Shver in Rav? Also, Rav doesn't hold of Nestor, so how come after Chalitza of one isn't the other one Mutter? So some Rishayim answer, because Rav holds of Asul of Atal Mitzvahs Yevamin. Rav holds Ein Zika. Rav holds of Asul of Atal Mitzvahs Yevamin. The Gemara says that if you hold Asul of Atal Mitzvahs Yevamin, it's not Shver. Because the Gemara Shakal Vitaria, that why don't you say Gzeira Dil Makadim V'Cholos Rishayna Bereisha? In other words, the Chatchila, you don't say that the first Cholos Rishayna, then the other one Shemiyam the Rishayna, because he might be Cholos Rishayna first. The Gemara says, but once he's Cholos Rishayna, then that would make the Rishayna Mutter. And the Mishnah says, V'lai Mishra Bemis, it's impossible to have the Yibo. The Gemara says, why don't you say Shemiyamas Rasul of Atal Mitzis Yevamin? So Rashi and Taisus Amayrich, that even though if you hold that the Isser is al tzeish zika, once the zika is gone, it becomes mutter, but if you hold the Isser is asl of atal mitzvah yevamin, you don't say that once one of them had chalitza, and now there's no more shash at bitl mitzvah yevamin, now it's mutter. You geyser that there shouldn't be miyabim after a chalitza, gzeira that there might be miyabim before a chalitza. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't answer this teretz, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, misalei chayish, so he wouldn't have hold of asl of atal mitzvah yevamin when there's two yevamin, because the whole shash of bitul mitzvah is only if one of them die. If the other one, if he's still around, he'll be able to yibam u'chalitza even after the other one's miyabim. It's only a shash that maybe the second brother will die, and then we'll come in a bitul mitzvah. And Bi'echon doesn't hold of chashina lemisa, but Rav who holds ein zika. So al karech the pshat in the Mishnah is because of bitul mitzvah. Al karech he holds the misa chayish, and Mel it's not shver and Rav. Rav can answer because of us levatal mitzvah and yichay and shlemisa, and they didn't want to do the even after chalitza. Exactly, they might do the even before the chalitza. Another pshat that Taisus says is that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that the whole din that Rav doesn't hold of Nesra is because he holds Ein Zika, and otherwise he'd hold of Nesra. So you could say that if he hold Yesh Zika, Ben he would hold that Hutchiv Nesra is also Nesra. He wouldn't hold of Rabbi Yechon's Chiddush and Hutchu Vanessa V'chazu Hutchu is Mutter. He holds Ein Zika, and Memela everything, there's no Nesra B'chlau. But if the man, the Omer of Yesh Zika, would hold of Nesra also, even Hutchu Vanessa would be Aser, according to Rav. So Memela, it's not Shver Rav from the Mishnah, because Rav could Zet sign the Mishnah like the man, the Omer of Yesh Zika, to Machalikas Tanoim, and Memela, according to the man, the Omer of Yesh Zika, Rav holds that Hutchu Vanessa V'chazu Hutchu is also Nesra. It's only Shrani Be'echanan that holds Yesh Zika, and still he says you only say Nesra, but you don't say Hutchiv Nesra V'chazav Hutchra. So then it's Shver, why isn't the first one Mutter after the Chalitza of the second one? These are the Teretz in the Yishayinim give, and Taisus brings in the Yivan another Gevaldiga Teretz. He says like this, Rav that holds the Chalitza P'sul at Shrich Al-Achzor Kol Ha'achin, that says if you hold Yesh Zika, Chalitza P'sul at Shrich Al-Achzor Kol Ha'achin, so according to Rav, the chalitza of one brother on one of the achayis is not good enough. Chalitza p'sul tshich alagzar kol ha'achin. Both brothers have to be chalitz in order to be matter her. If both brothers are chalitz, so then the second one's also because she's an achayis chalitza of both of them. The case of the Gemara is where one of them dies. When one of them dies, so now the other one becomes hutcher. She's no longer achayis akuka. But in the Mishnah, the question is, why doesn't one of them be chaylitz the second one, and then the first one be mutter because after the one is chaylitz the second one, the other one can be miyam the first one because she's no longer a chayz the kuka. The teretz is, because the chalitza to the first one, it's not enough if one brother is chaylitz the first one because it's a chalitza psula, she's an a chayz the kuka to him. So chalitza psula, tshichal agzor kol ha'ach, and they both have to be chaylitz the first one. They both have to be chaylitz the first one, so kum dais that the second one now becomes asa to both them because she's a chayis chaylitz asa. And the Rishayim also hold of the Rivan's cheshbin, because the Rishayim ask a kash on the Be'echanan. What's your Be'echanan saying? A chayis any day mishana. The Mishnah is a mistake because there's no reason why the first one doesn't become mutter after the chaylitz of the second one. Why don't you say chaylitz psul tshichal agzor kol ha'achin? And memela everyone has to be chaylitz the achais in order for it to become mutter. And once both brothers are chaylitz the achais, v'shteitzach, the second one is also to both of them as achais chalutza. Zog in the Rishayim, It must be because Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold like Rav. It must be because Rabbi Yechon holds like Shmuel that chalitza psula ain't tzarech lachzor kol achin. And Mamela, she only needs a chalitza from one brother. And Mamela, we have a kasha, the second brother should be able to mimiyabim the other achais after the chalitza, the first one, because it's hutcher v'neshev v'chazer hutcher, she's no longer achais zekuka. But if Rabbi Yechon would hold chalitza psula tzarech lachzor kol achin, so it wouldn't be shver, because since you need the chalitza to be chayitza kol achin, each one has to be chalitz. So Mamela, she's an achayitz chalitza. The Rosh says, mikayach that, that's why he says we don't pass him like Rav. That's why he says we pass him like Shmuel. The chalitza psul is not shir chalitza kol achin, because Rabbi Yechon holds like Shmuel. But Taisus earlier, though, on Daf Chavavim and Beis, Taisus brings a big chiddush from Avrami Begail. Avrami Begail says that when the din chalitz is only because of chizur, it's only because of chalitza psula tzricha lachzor kol achin, then that doesn't make her sister nachais chalutza. Only the first chalitz will be us in the kravis of the chalutza. The next brother that's chalitz because chalitza psula tzricha lachzor kol achin, he doesn't become usher by his sisters. So if you have Avrami Begail, you have no hechet to say Rabbi Yechon and holds like Shmuel, and this wouldn't be a teretz on Rav. Because even if Yoch Chalitza Psula Tzricha Lachzor Kol Achin, it still would not aser the second one, Al-Sachayis Chalutza, to the second brother, because the second brother is only being Chalitz Al-Schizer, that doesn't make it a Chayis Chalutza Asay. To be Chiddish, what's Taka the Svar for it? Pshutta, maybe you'll say that Chazal weren't so Machmed, because since this Chalitza is not necessary Midarais, it's only Midarabon, and Al-Sadin of Chalitza Psula, it's only a Chumrah, they didn't give it the same chaymer as a chalitza to ask the craven. Now, Rab Nochum, he says a psalomnis to explain it. He says that the lomnis is the chalitza tuzayf two things. Chalitza is mafkia zika. But another thing it does is the chalitza makes a chalay shem heter to the yavama. Want to be masber a little bit what I think he means, that you need two things for chalitza. You need to mafkia zika, you need to make a chalay shem heter for the yavama. Similar to by a bow. The Gemara has to bring a pasuk. The Gemara in Kedushin has to bring a pasuk that Mises Abal is matter. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel, starts off it's a svar. Who asav? Who sharila? The Baal asks. So Mele, the Baal is matter. It says if there's no Baal, so why should she be asav? The whole issue is because she's an Eish Yisrael. She's married to the Baal. The Baal is dead. He's not here. So Mele Vada, she's matter to svar. The Gemara says that Arayis Yechiach, that by Kravim, that Lamashali, there's an Isra of Kravim, there's an Isra, let's say, of Chamaisa, even Achamisa's Ishtai. So Vais Dais, it's Mashman the Gemara, that Das Alein, that there's no more Ishus, because the Chayat is no Ishus after he died, Das Alein, that there's no Ishus, is not enough to be Matter. You need a Matter, you need a Heter. And the Mele, the Gemara is being a positive that Misa is a Matter. So maybe you could say the same thing with Yibum. Once is the Issa Yibum, once is the din of Isaiah Shemesa Chutzalish Zar, once is the Zika's Yibum, so you talk after Mafkiya the Zika, Chalitza's Mafkiya the Zika, but you need another thing, you need the Chalitza besides him, Mafkiya the Zika has to be Matter. If it's not, if even if you have Afkos or Zika, you still need a Matter. So the Tzveit Din, the Chalitza's Matter. Hazak Reb Nochum, that when you have the din of Chalitza Psula, Tzricha Lachzor Kol Achin, the pshat is an avandan that there's afka zika from the first chalitza. Avandan from the first chalitza is already afka zika. Now the din of tzricha lachzor kol achin is, since it's a chalitza psula, it's not a starker chalitza. It's not a chalitza b'makam yivim, it's not a starker chalitza. So memela, in order to be mati, you need all the achim to give a chalitza. She's not mutter with one chalitza, she needs the other achim also to give a chalitza to make a chalais heter. But the afka zika was already with the first one. So the din of a chayis chalitzase is like a chayis ishtai, is nafka when you're the chalitz that was mefkiya the zika, so that's ke'ilu, you were married to her, so meiler, kravim are also like a chayis ishtai. Mashenken, if the pshat is you weren't mefkiya the zika was mufka already. You just did a chalitza to be matir, as I'm inside chalitza is not like ishtai, that doesn't make an issa of a chayis chalitzase. That's what Rav Nachman wants to explain the svar for Avrami Begail. He clears l'fi zeh that maybe the svar of Avrami Begail is only when they're both equal. When they're both equal, it's din of chalitza psula tzricha lachzor, so there's already afka zika, and you just need the other one for the matter. Mashenkin, well, let's say one is psula and the other one's ksheira. A psula b'makam ksheira could be that's a din that's not mafkir zika altogether. Since the psula is a shvacha zika, and the ksher is a starker zika, the starker zika remains. The chalitza psul, the chalitza for the shvach zika, only takes off the shvach zika, but the starker zika remains. So maybe you need afka zika also. So maybe Rav Magal be maskim that both brothers would have a din of a chalitza chalutza if one of them was psul and the other's ksher. He also declares a shaila. Does Rav Rami Magal only saying a legabit issa of a chayis chalutza that when the chalitza was only done al tzricha lachzor, so that then she won't become she won't be in a chayis chalutza? What about the din of a chayis zikuka? When you have two sisters yivamis that fall to two brothers yivamin, and one is chalitzer, and she needs chalitza from the other brother, so Rav Rami Magal is saying that even though she needs chalitza from the other brother, the other brother is still allowed to marry a sister, but she's not called a chayis chalutza because the ikar chalitza was the first one. He was just al tzricha lachzor. But vitzi before he's chalitz, is she considered a chayis zikuka? At least before he's chalitz, he's not allowed to marry a sister. Well, no. Since you already have a chalitza from the first brother, you already mafkia the zika, even though she needs a chalitza from him to be matir, that wouldn't even make a sister in a chayis zikuka even before the chalitza. That's klai da shaila. So the maskana sasugi is after the Gemara goes to a shakl v'tayir, the Rabbi Yechanan said achoyis ein yidei mishana, which means that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that there's a din that hutcha v'nashcha v'chaz v'hutcha is tarzal ateira rishain. We have no pshat in the Mishnah why the Mishnah says re'elu chaltsis v'loy misyabmais, because even though he can't be miyabim, the first brother can't be miyabim because it's achayzakuka. But if the first brother is miyabim, the one that was neifel second, so now the second brother, and if the first brother is chaylitz, the one that's neifel second, so now the second brother could be miyabim, the one that was neifel first. She's hutcha v'nesha v'chaz v'hutcha. The last Gemara tried to say maybe we don't know which one's first and which one's second. So since we don't know which one's first and which one's second, so we can't, even after one brother is chaylitz, one of them, the other brother can't be miyam the other one, because maybe she was neifel second, and she was never hutra. So the Gemara said, fine, that could be a reason why you can't be miyabim. If you don't know which one fell first, which one fell second, so the maestri can't be miyam either one, because you can only miyam the first one after Michael, it's the second one, and you don't know which one's the first. But b'dieved, since it's a suffix, so you'd be allowed to keep her, just like the Mishnah Chav Gimel Beis, by a suffix, achay zekuka b'dieved, you're allowed to keep her. And here the Mishnah says that Yetziyu. That's the Maskana Sasugya. So first, the Shaila is on the Rif and the Rush. The Rif and the Rush paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. They say, Kaim l'ka Rabbi Yechanan, Kusirav Rabbi Yechanan, l'chak Rabbi Yechanan. And yet, the Rif and the Rush bring the Mishnah Ketzurasai. The Rif and the Rush bring the Mishnah Arba Achen, Shnayim Nesuyin Shtei Achayis, Meisu Sunach Esen Achayis, El Chaltzis V'loi Misyavis. And they don't bring the Shakl of Atai of the Gemara at all, where Rabbi Yechanan said Zuei Nemishna. They just bring the original Machloikas Rav and Yechanan say Halachik Rabbi Yechanan, and they don't mention that it affects the Pshat in the Mishnah at all. It's Mashman, they pass like the Mishnah, even though they pass like Rabbi Yechanan. How's it Shaykh? Farshim already asked the Kasha. So, it's also Shver in the next case, by Hoy Echemem Esurn Alechemem Isser Erva. So he's Mutta with the other one, and the Sheni's Asa B'Shtehim. And even that, the Gemara is that's Dain according to Rabbi Yechanan. It's Dafka when the Einach HaMaisa was Neifel first. So Mamela, even after the one who was allowed to be Miyabim, the sister which is not the Ervit to him, is Miyabim, the sister that's not the Ervit to him, even after the second brother still Usser in the second one, and the Shaila is why? Why is in Hutcha Vanessa V'chaz of Hutcha? The Teretz is because the other one, the one that's not the Ervit, was Neifel first. But if the other one was Neifel second, so be Mutter. So again, the Rif and the Rosh should have to read that ice when they bring down the part of the Mishnah that if Achas and Esur Achas and Isur Erva, he's also bo mutter b'chaisa v'sheni also b'shteim. The sheni is only also b'shteim if the ena chamaisu is neifel first. But if the chamaisu is neifel first, and then the other one was miyabim her sister because that was fine, it's not a chayzu k'kasei. So now the next brother could be miyabim the chamaisu. So it's the same kasha. They pass like Rabbi Yechanan, but they pass like the Mishnah. It seems not like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Rashba says the most pasha the Teretz, that the Rif and the Rosh, besides for holding Yesh Zika, they also hold the Vassal of Atal Mitzvah Yivamin. That They hold that we also pass Knossos at the Mitzvah. They don't want to be Matcha the Mishnah. May Allah like a Be'echran. The Be'echran didn't have a choice. He was Lemisa Le'chayish. But we paskin Lemisa Chayish. And the Gemara is clear that if you hold of us Levant the Mitzvah, then it doesn't help if someone was Miyabim ready or Chaylitz ready, the Sheni first. Once it's an Isla Levant the Mitzvah, that Isser is in either case. Even after there was a Chalitza or a Yibim done to the one that was Neifel second, there's still an Issel of Atla Mitzvah and to Miyam, the other one. Gzeri, you might be Miyam first. And the same thing with the Chamaisai. Even after the brother who has one of them, Asatim and Issa Erva, was Miyabim, the other one, which that's Mutafim, because he doesn't have an Issel of Atla Mitzvah. And anyway, is Mufka from Yibim and Chalitza with that's an Ervatim, the Chamaisai. The second one who has an Issa Bittul Mitzvah, and until the brother's Miyabim, he can't be Miyabim, the other one. Even after the brothers Miyam, he also can't be Miyam the other one. This a bitul mitzvah and doesn't change a gzera that you might be Miyabim first. Is the Pasha the Teretz for the Rif and the Rosh? The Rambam, however, does paskin like a Be'echanan. But in the Rambam, there's also something shver. Rambam paskins with the Clarkite that when you have, let's say, the Dalet Achen and Shnayim em Nesuin Shtei Achayis Umeisu Nesuin Es Achayis, and now the two Achayis come to the other two Achim, once one ach was chaylitz, the one that was neifel second, then the other ach is allowed to be miyabim, the one that was neifel first, because hutcha v'nesha v'chazav hutcha, not like the Mishnah, like a Be'echan. The Rambam passes that way clear. And the Rambam also passes with the clarkite that if one of them is asr, one of the sisters is asr, and one of the brothers is an issa erva, and he's miyabim the other sister, which he's allowed to do, she's not a chayzakuka, after he's miyabim the other sister, assuming the other sister was neifel second, then his brother is allowed to be Miyabim, the Chamaisai, the one that's an Eivet to him, if she was Neifel first, because of Hutcha Vanesha V'chaz of Hutcha. So the Rambam passes the Talon Le'er Be'echanan. He doesn't paskin us without the Mitzvah Yivamin. He paskins, you say, Hutcha Vanesha V'chaz of Hutcha, not only by Mesa, but even by, not only by Mesa Shnia, even when you were Chaylitz Shnia, or even when the Shnia is in Issa Erva, you could say, when the Rishayin is in his Erva, you could say Hutcha Vanesha V'chaz of Hutcha on the other one, and after the Yibam of the sister, the second sister is Mutter. Now what Shver and the Rambam is, and this the Beishmul already points out, is that the Rambam still paskins that by Kadmu V'kansu Metziyim. The Rambam still paskins that Yibam, if the first brother was Miyabim, the Achayza Kuka Be'isser, the second brother can't be Miyabim the other sister, even though she's no longer a Chayzakuka. And even though the other sister, let's say, was Neifel first. So if, let's say, there were two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and Rachel was Neifel first, and then one of the brothers was Miyabim Leah. Now, the other brother, according to the Rambam, can't be Miyabim Rachel, even though she's no longer a Chayzakuka, and she's Hutcha Vanessa V'chaz of Hutcha. If Leah died, the Rambam says, Mefurish, she could be Miyabim. If a brother was Chaylitz Leah, the Rambam's Mavurish, he could be Miyabim. But if he was Miyabim Leah, then the Rambam's Mavur that he can't be Miyabim Rachel. So the Shaila is, what's the difference between Yibim and Chalitza? Why by Chalitza he says he could be Miyabim the second one? And if he Miyabim the first one, they say it's the one that was Neifel second, he says he can't be Miyabim the one that was Neifel first, and it's Yitzim Eisim Yadim if you do. So it seems the Chilik is that when the sister dies, or when Chalitza is done with the sister, that's Mata the other sister. Now the other sister is no longer in a Chayzakuka and she's Mutter, and you don't say Nesha if she was Hutcha Vanesha V'chaz of Hutcha. And even Yibam, if the Yibam was done on a sister by a brother who to him she's not in a Chayzakuka, because to him the other sister is an Erva. So he did Yibam on the sister which is not an Erva, which is not in a Chayzakuka to him. His Yibam will be Mater the other sister to the other brother. But by doing Yibam on an Achayzakuka, there, it's not Mata the other sister. That doesn't make the other sister Eis Achayzakuka. Now, Movan that it's Shver, what exactly is a Svara? But that alone you could say the Karenayra says simply they were Geyser. Since they did a Yibam be Isser, their opponent didn't want you to benefit from the Isser. So they were Geyser. When you do a Yibam be Isser, that's not going to mafkia the Zika from the other sister. A Yibam be Isser, she's going to remain Aser. But the problem is, the Gemara says not the way. When the Gemara fears Eisakasha, and the Gemara says, why don't we say we don't know which one was Nafal Bereisha? On that, the Gemara says, why would it be Kadmu V'Kanzi Yetziu? Mishlai Midirishayna, you tell them, you Zicha Magna Chayzakuka, you have to get rid of her, she's Aser, there's a Knas. But the Shnia, how do you know you married in a Chayzakuka? Maybe he married the one that was Nafal first, and he married her after his brother was Miyabim. So it was Hutcha Vanessa Vachaz of Hutcha. And that's what the Gemara says, Hainu Dam Rav Yechanan, Achay Yisaini Yidei Mishanan. So it's often from that part of the Gemara that if we would know for sure that the first brother was Miyabim, the one that was Neifel second, the second one's allowed to be Miyabim, the one that was Neifel first. So Ibazai, how could the Rambam pass him with the Pshitas, like the words of the Mishnah, Kadmu Vakansu Yetziu, Mechaira, if the one who was Miyabim second, was Miyabim, the one who was Nifl first, so it should be Mutal Chathila to be Miyabim, because by the time he was Miyabim, she was already no longer a Chayzakuka, was Hutcha Vanessa, Vachaz of Hutcha. Can't say Stam because the Rabbanan didn't want you to benefit from the Isser. The brother was Miyabim, the Isser. So Gemara is Mavur, that's what he had shared in the Mishnah. How could you say Kam Vakansi Yitzi? Even by a Suffolk, wouldn't say Yitzi because there's a Suffolk that maybe the brother who was Miyabim first was Miyabim, the one who was Nifl second, and that would be Matir, the one who was Nifl first, the other brother. Kosh came when it's a Vaday. So this is the Kasha on the Rambam. The Maishad Ar Sameach in the Kuncha Zika, Simon Lamin, the Mimesha, and the Mimesha Simon Ches, and also the Mishas Rabarin and Nishir here in the third Perik. They all say Gavaldiga Cheshbainis to answer the Rambam. The Teichen of the Cheshbin is that a Yibam on an Achayzakuka doesn't take off Zika, not only because of a Knas, but Etzim. A Chalitza on Achayzakuka could take off Zika, but a Yibam on Achayzakuka, for whatever reason, doesn't take off Zika, and either Gemara is Mavura that it does. Each one is Tailit in a Machlekis, Tanoam Amiram, in another place. This Gemara is naming on, like the Tzad, that the Yibam would take off the Zika, and the Rambam passes like a different Sugya, and in that Sugya, the Yibam on Achayzakuka does not take off the Zika. That's Berech the Teres. Each one has their own signet how to say it, Ayin Sham. But Bekitzel Halacha L'Maisa, the Rif and the Rosh Paskin, that when you have the two sisters that were Neifel Yibam, if the one that was Neifel Yibam second dies, then the one that was Neifel Yibam first becomes Mutter, like Rabbi Yechanan. Hutcha Vanessa V'chaz of Hutcha. But if the one that was Neifel Yibam second gets chalitza, that's not matter the one that's Nefel Yibam first. Hu adin, if the one that was Nefel Yibam second is an erva, Nachamol, the one that was Nefel Yibam first is an erva on one of the brothers, and that brother was Miyabim, the one that was Nefel Yibam second, because she's not a chayzakuka, that also is not matter the other one, the one that's an ervatim to his other brother, even though she was Nefel first. That's the riff in the Rosh's psak. And the easiest time to say is because they hold us levatal mitzvahs yivamin. So any time there was a procedure done on one of them to matter the other one, it still won't work. A gzera that maybe it'll be miyam before that was done, whether it's chalitza or yibam. Only by misa, then you don't have that. Mashegin the Rambam, and this is also the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, they hold that just like by misa, when the second one dies, the first one becomes mutter. Hu adin, when you chalitz the second one, the first one becomes mutter. Hu adin, when a brother who the first one is an ervit to him, says miyam the second one who's nana chayzukukasai, then the first one becomes mutter to the other brother. It's all the psak of the Rambam, like Rabbi Yechanan. But one nekuda, while the Gemara is pretty clear that even a yibam beisser, even a yibam of an achayzukuka, if you miyam the second one, then the first one becomes mutter to the other brother. But the Rambam holds that a yibum, when she's a chayzakuka, even if she's the second one, you miyam and a chayzakuka, that is not matter the first one to the other brother. And the shaila is why the achrayim speak about it.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.